The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
I finally got this nice HDTV system, wonderful speakers, wonderful sound, just amazing. And you guys keep watching Turner Classic Movies.
I know. I love them.
Why?
They're so good.
Because can't you watch them at home?
No, we don't have that at home. Not on our cable, huh?
Ponzi, get her to tell some embarrassing stories.
Oh, no.
Hang on just a second. Let me mute the microphone. Okay, Mom, go ahead. Talk.
No.
She's muted. She can't say anything.
Because I can't think of any.
You can't think of any embarrassing stories? Can Ponzi think of any embarrassing stories?
I'm sure Dad can.
Well, I'm sure Dad could.
Well, yeah. You were always doing... No, you weren't always doing something stupid. The time you jumped off the camper?
I didn't jump off the camper.
Okay,
I fell.
Okay, you fell. Yeah, right.
I fell off the camper.
You fell off the camper trying to jump onto the garage roof to catch your... To get your
I don't know. It was some stupid boss
figure,
hog figure. I don't know.
Yeah. In fact, I think I probably still have that boss hog figure down the basement.
Boss hog? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Isn't this like... This is like so crazy because it seems like all the old shows are bringing back into movies.
Dukes
of Hazzard.
It's like these people have no original thought in their head. So, hey, let's just grab some stuff from back in the 1980s and, you know, we'll bring them back on. So, yeah, Dukes of Hazzard. What's your kid's
favorite one? I think I've already told that story, though.
The one about, Oh, God.
The one where I fell off the camper.
No, love with the Dukes of Hazzard and having a boss hog figuring, that's
No, I mean,
fine.
Everyone had a boss hog figure when you were...
No, well, everyone did not have a boss hog figurine.
Well, they had t-shirts. Hey, you know, I think I still have your lime green Dukes of Hazzard t-shirts. You all had t-shirts alike.
We did?
Yeah, you did.
I don't even remember that.
And I used to dress you all three alike whenever we'd go to an amusement park. Or some place like a zoo or something.
Oh, yeah, so that you wouldn't get lost.
Right, because if one of them got lost, then I could just say, well, he looks just like this one. You know, so.
Oh, that worked.
So.
Or didn't work, depending on how you look at it.
No, because we watched your kids very carefully. It was scary, even back then.
So let's ask Joe.
Yeah, something embarrassing.
Careful about the mic, Mom.
All the people in the chat room are asking for an embarrassing story.
There are no embarrassing Chris Perillo stories.
They want to know something silly that he did.
There are no embarrassing Chris Perillo stories.
Well, he used to turn the lights out on his brothers. Does that count?
No, that's not embarrassing.
In the morning, he still does the dream thing.
What do you mean?
Oh, you do too.
What the hell are you talking about?
Tell him what the dream thing is, Judy.
Well, he'd get up in the morning and he'd come downstairs to the breakfast table and he'd say, I had this dream last night, and we'd all just get up and run because we knew that if once he started on the dream, there'd be like 4 hours before we could get up from the table. So, yep. I'm sure.
What was that?
That was Mom.
You lie!
Mom.
The day he ran away?
Oh boy.
Wait, which one? Which time? No, when he went to Jimmy's. Ran away to Jimmy's.
He ran away down to
our neighbor's house and his best friend's house.
Let me tell it.
Yeah. Tell it.
And one day we get up and we look for Chris. Chris had run away and got a call from a friend that lived down the road, Jack, and he says, Chris is out back by the creek and he doesn't want to come home. And so Jack had found out why Chris ran away. He had a report due the next day at school, and he didn't have the report done. So I thought I'd better go down there and try and talk to him. So I went down there, and there he was just throwing rocks in the little creek, and I sat down beside him and start talking to him. And I says, well, what's the problem? He says, well, Dad, I got this report due tomorrow, and it's not done, and I don't know how to get it done. I said, well... You just have to do two things. You write the first sentence, and you write the last sentence. And everything in between is bullshit. And he's been bullshitting the rest of his life.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. That was a long word. I still have that report somewhere, too.
And you run away with your brothers the one time. You ever seen where the kids, and they have a stick over their shoulder with a bag of clothes hanging from the stick? Well, that's where they were, walking down the highway, one after the other, Chris, Adam, and Ben, just tripping on down there, had these little baggies on the back of their back. They were running away from home. We would let them run. We'd just follow them until they'd get tired, and then we'd pick them up.
This, I don't think this, we made it very far.
No, but this is like, sounds terrible. Twice, you know, you guys wanted to run away from home. You know, obviously we're such great parents.
Well, yeah. Wait, Ponzi, I'm sure you ran away from home at one point.
I ran away once. I did. Didn't want to go to school.
And see? So, it's a theme.
Running away. It's like second grade. But duh, I ran behind a bush by a neighbor's house and just sat there because I didn't know where to go. My stepmom came over and said, "What are you doing? Why didn't you get on the school bus?" I just said, "I don't know. I didn't want to go." So I didn't really run very far at all.
See, every kid, in order to be a kid, I think you have to run away.
Yeah, you I was always just saying that, you know, that's fine if you want to run away. Would you like me to pack you a peanut butter sandwich? And here, I'll help you pack your suitcase, too. You know,
your whole life is embarrassing.
Well,
what?
We do everything on the air. We fight about dishes. We fight about everything.
Hey,
on
if
air.
We wouldn't have fought about dishes, we would not have gotten the telemarketing call about the dish.
No, the major is somebody that's in the Army.
What?
No, that's a major.
Okay.
Major. No. A major is...
He was in the, like, Christmas time.
Yeah.
The major?
The major. Yeah, that's where the baby Jesus laid.
That was in the manger.
Manger. No. That's what dogs get. Dogs get manger.
No, they get... Don't they get mange?
Mange. No, mange is the thing.
Well, that's Homer Simpson's wife. Homer Simpson's wife is mange.
No.
Simpson.
No, that's Marge. No, Marge.
Marge is what you put on bread.
That's margarine.
Margarine, no. Oh, God, I can't think of one for that one.
Margarine. I can't, but it'd be a real old one.
Okay, go.
Used to be on the Dago.
The what?
I'm Italian, thank you.
What?
Margarine? No, margarine. She said margarine, Dad.
Yeah, my little margarine.
Oh, my little margarine.
Margarine?
Margie.
Margie?
Margie.
Okay. I'm just
Margie. Now, wait a minute. Margie. Isn't that game they played? Margie, you know, Marjan.
Oh. You can't cheat. You can't do that. No, you have to. You can't tell what the word is. You have to go with Margie.
You have to. You make up word. I mean, when they
what?
Say. I know. Huh? No one else gets
No, Margie.
People.
That's what you use instead of like to color.
What?
Instead of using crayons or pens, you use Margies.
No. That's markers.
Oh.
Okay.
No, that's the guy. His name is Bob Markers. And he does the da 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 on the Price is Right.
No. That's Bob Barker. Barker. Isn't that what? Barker. God. Can't think of one for that one either.
No, anyway. If it's not lighter, then it's Barker.
No,
what
that's a bad
heck?
One. That's heavier.
Oh, no, it's darker.
Goodness.
Darker.
Sorry. Okay. See, no, we played this as a kid, Ben. This was to increase vocabulary.
To increase vocabulary so that they would, you would make up, you would pretend like you didn't know the word, but the other person would know the real word, so they'd have to say the real word. And, I mean, it just increases vocabulary.
It increases your cognitive skills and understanding. It's understanding enough about the way a word sounds and how to use the word and how to replace it with a word that sounds similar, but it means something different.
The other person
says, no, that's, and it keeps going and going and going. It's cyclical.
I thought it was homonyms, but then
no,
that didn't
not.
Work.
No.
So then I'm like, what the hell are they talking about?
You'll get it. It's through osmosis. You'll get it.
We did this win. The first time we tried to play this was in Iowa, and we're driving, and we had like another, 30 minutes to go, and I'm like, I don't get it. I can't do this.
But you got to understand, we always had to have a way to divert Chris from telling us about his dreams.
Oh, okay. See, now there it makes sense.
it wasn't that bad.
We'll get you to. We'll teach you. We'll get. You'll get it someday.
You'll have to get it because when we have kids, then you got to. I have to have someone to be able to go back and forth with.
Yeah, you have to play.
Didn't it used to be in an electric company thing?
Yes, it did.
On the show, the electric company.
The two girls on the bike, and they would ride the bike, and the first one would say. You know, hey, do you see the moon up there? You know, I mean...
Yeah, they'd start with something.
Then they'd go on with it. Yeah, actually, yes, that was from the electric company.
What are they saying in the chat room, babe?
It's fun!
Mom, do you want to go to bed now? I think she's in bed already. I promised that we'd be hearing from my parents, and so I brought my dad into the room. I gave Ponzi a little break. So now, Dad, you're live on the internet.
Oh, good.
That's it. That's it. That's as special as it gets.
Not really. I got a question.
What?
I want to get a satellite TV, and I was wondering if you had any
information. I've got the hookup for you. Just let him call back. I don't know. It's seriously, you used to be in this business. You used to be in telemarketing.
That's correct.
Isn't there a law that they can't call past a certain time?
Actually, there is. That's correct.
But they were calling this last person, this credit card person who just called past 8 o'clock my time. Does it go until 9?
It goes to the time in your locality where the incoming call is received.
Which is what?
Your time.
Yeah, but my time at like 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m., what's the cutoff time?
Oh, the cutoff time?
Yeah.
I'm not real sure. I want to say it's 10, but...
10?
I thought so, but someone could correct us.
I can't even remember getting calls that late.
I just counted the numbers. I didn't make the calls.
Well, you were the accountant. You actually didn't make the calls. So you counted. So apparently telemarketing is a lucrative business.
Yes, it is.
Well,
very lucrative.
So much that they just keep calling.
Well, now there's laws where you can get on a do not call list.
Yeah, I apparently didn't apply for them with the phone numbers.
Well, then you have to apply for it. Well,
I don't think I'm going to.
Well, then you get the calls, and then you'll have something on the show here.
It's great. I'm sure we'll upload it, and people will totally just get a kick out of it. No one records their telemarketing calls.
Well, you got to remember.
So it's our new shtick.
You got to remember, though, they're making a living doing that.
Oh,
that's
sure.
Their living.
Well, if they're going to make a living off of me, I'm going to make a living off of them.
Well, that
isn't that fair?
Seems fair.
You sold magazines, Dad. And magazines are still selling like hotcakes. Everywhere you look around the house, Ponzi either has a pile of shoes or a pile of magazines.
Yeah, usually a lot of people take a lot of magazines. That's what we found in the industry. That's why it always works.
Did that trend decline or stay the same when the internet came around and more people were getting their information online?
I think it pretty much stayed the same, actually, because people used their entertainment dollars for different things. People that went on the computer used it on the computer, and people that liked to read kept buying magazines. It's kind of hard to take a laptop into the library.
Want
to
bet? What, Seattle Library?
No, this one next to this room.
Oh, the library with the porcelain fixtures.
Yes.
Okay, well, here in Seattle, we call that a bathroom.
Oh, okay.
The library is not a room that's got sinks in it, in the main chamber, at least. Well, I mean, it's got a chamber pot of sorts, but not...
I got my technical question, but I asked and you didn't help me the other day, so now I'll put you on the spot.
What?
I want a simple book that tells me how to operate my GPS.
The Garmin?
Yes.
You've read the instruction book.
I scan read it.
Okay.
But it's complicated for me.
If you look up GPS for Dummies on Amazon, it was a book that was written much like the Garmin instruction book. It's just a little more detailed. Mm. I don't know if it was written in a more clear, concise manner necessarily. This is useless unless you have a Garmin GPS. So since you have a Garmin GPS, that might be the one for you.
Should go back and look in that and maybe get me one of those.
I say either get that book or look up where to find it, the ISBN or whatever, and then go into... a bookstore like
Borders,
Barnes and Noble, Borders, or B. Dalton, you know, pick anyone, and then thumb through it to see if it's actually going to help you. In that section, you're likely to find other instruction manuals that you wouldn't necessarily find as serendipitously as you would just standing in front of the bookshelf saying, well, this doesn't look like it'll help, but this will look like it'll help.
But I wish there was an easier way, because for me, I'm a visual learner and not a reading learner.
But you're using it.
Yeah, I use it. I can put the where I want to go in there and get that done. But there's other features in there I wish I knew how to use.
Ponzi's she's never read the manual. She's promised to read the manual. She still hasn't. I mean, but she gets by. I mean, she knows how to punch in where to go and
which is the main thing. But I know there's a lot of other features like you can find if you're traveling down the road like we did because we drove out here. You can find the motels down the road and you can find restaurants down the road. You can find the gas stations down the road, which would have come in real handy in Montana because they were. A long ways
few
apart
and far
from each
between.
Other.
Now, yours has a... Which model do you know?
2620, which is... there's a 2610 and a 2620. And the 2620, they're both the same, except the 2620 is preloaded. And since I'm not the geek you are...
Preloaded.
I wouldn't, the software.
Oh, okay.
The maps and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I didn't have to worry about that. I just bought the unit, basically took it out of the box and put it in the car. And the reason I wanted the Garmin is it's transferable. I can use it in the car. I can take it off there. I have a mount on the motorcycle, and it's wired in through the intercom. so I can ride the motorcycle and use the Garmin also.
The Windows Media stream for the live broadcast of the Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.